This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on April 28th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 big hours to spend together tonight playing trivia. That's right. We have a lot of fun on this show. We don't discuss politics on any night, but I did want to mention before I forget that I realize that at other times of the day or evening, you probably are in somewhat of a political mood. And this Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m., there's a 2-hour Cuomo Town Hall featuring Bill O'Reilly, Stephen Smith, and a call-in appearance from President Trump, who will answer questions about the first 100 days of his administration. Now, you can see that Wednesday, 7 to 9, on News Nation. You can also hear it right here on 720 WGN. So check it out. It'll be 100% live from the New York studios with an in-studio audience and other guests, including RFK Jr. and James Carville. Oh, that's an interesting quinella there, in addition to many others. So 7 to 9 p.m., Landecker gets a couple of hours off, and hopefully you'll check that out. So I wanted to mention that before I forget, and should be interesting. Now, we stay away from that entirely on this show to give you a respite from the world at large. And on Monday nights, of course, we just have fun playing trivia. And so it is that we have 11 bumper stumpers tonight, and they all have a theme, and they're all from the early 60s. Yeah. And they have something in common. All right. It's time, I believe, for me to throw out a question because I do not think there is any straggler from last week. I could be wrong, and you'll remind me if I am, but I'm pretty sure there isn't. So 50 million Americans regularly engage in this pastime. Oh, really? 50 million? What pastime? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And you don't know my bumper stumpers yet because I haven't even played one. If you have no idea about the question I've thrown out, remember that you can pick your own category. And the sky's the limit on that. Everybody knows something about something. So strut your stuff and the prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get them to you. And I'm really sorry. It's almost 3 years now. Hey, a lot's been going on. But like I say, worthless. Eventually you get a certificate that's fun for each win and you get something else you don't want, like a CD or a DVD or a tabloid or something. So for each one, you get something. But like I say, you're doing it for the fun of it, and I greatly appreciate it. And we will eventually get prizes out there. But each time I say, oh, we're ready to mail, something else comes up. So I will make one declaration. It'll happen before the end of the year. Because it's just got to. All right, so now with that in mind, Billy Bob and Bourbon A is kicking it off tonight. How's it going, Billy Bob?
Caller 30, first time.
31, there you go. All right.
Hey, I want to take a guess at the Strangler question. I'll say 50 million people play pickleball.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not right. I have no idea how many people do that. But more these days than ever, I guess. All right.
And then one request before my quiz.
Oh, really? All right. Let me find something to write that down. Okay, request from Billy Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry that you weren't prepared there.
Of course I'm not.
In 1969, the Reverend Al Green, he done a cover for I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles.
He did.
And then he didn't release it until 1989, posthumously. I was wondering if you could play that one for me.
Okay.
It's got a real soulful version to it. It sounds more like Al than the Beatles.
All right. We'll do it to it. Yes, that was the beauty of CDs. They released everything they could find.
Right.
All right. Yeah, when you ran out of the hits, just find anything that's on tape. So,
well, that's what I'm saying. I never heard. It took them 20 years before they finally cut it loose.
Well, they only cut it loose because they had nothing else to release.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, in other words, the first group of CDs were the hits, and the second group of CDs were the stuff that was released that weren't hits, and the third group of CDs were anything they had on tape. So there you go. Now, we're going to do charts tonight, I do believe.
Fire away.
That would be this week in 1965?
That'd be fine.
All right, so let's get to the end of April 1965. Here we go. Number one, Mrs. Brown, you have a lovely daughter.
Herman's Hermits.
Yes. Number two, Game of Love.
Game of Love. Wayne Fontaine.
Close enough. Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders.
Oh, okay.
All right. Number three.
Thank you. Very generous.
Yes. Number three. I know a place.
Oh, downtown there.
Yep.
What was her name? Petulant Clark.
Yep. Okay. Number four, I'm Telling You Now.
Freddie and the Screamers. The Dreamers.
Yeah. Right. Number five, I'll Never Find Another You.
Gail Garnett.
No, the Seekers.
Well, I was kind of close.
That's all right. All right. Now, number six, Tired of Waiting for You.
Yeah.
So far we've had...
The British group.
Yeah, so far the top six have been all British groups.
Yeah. By God, why can't they? Just got a musical out here in Chicago about that group.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that boy, and they were monsters. Well, they didn't come to me, so I'll have to pass.
That would be the Kinks.
Yeah.
All right. You're still got one more loss out of the next four, so let's see how you do. Number seven, Count Me In.
Well, I just shot blanks there. I'm Patoot.
Oh, no. Snuff Garrett produced it. The guy otherwise could not sing.
Yeah.
He was.
I haven't even got a kid. That's not in my head. I can't hear it.
Okay. Yeah. When you need someone to count on, count me in. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
There you go. Absolutely. Gary Lewis and the Playboys, you betcha. Number eight, a remake, Silhouettes.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like Herman's Hermits.
Absolutely.
Too.
Originally the Rays, Herman's Hermits redid it. Number nine, The Last Time. This will be the last time,
last
maybe.
Last time I ever talk to you or something.
Okay.
Edwin Baer?
The Rolling Stones. Edward Baer was 10 years later. This is 65.
But was it the same song? Or?
No. That was the last song I'll ever sing for you. This is the last time.
Oh, I was way off.
Okay.
I was out in left field. You know, I used to play for the New York Yankees, speaking of playing and being way in the way outfield.
Oh, shit.
Right field and center field, and I played left out.
There you are, yes. And just for the heck of it, number 10 was Stop in the Name of Love.
Oh, the Supremes.
Absolutely. Well, better luck next time. We'll talk to you next week. I will get to your request this week.
Have a good one.
Okay, thanks.
You.
Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593. We'll get to advertising with Barry. Dakota's got a trivia guest, Lisa in Dundee. We're going to get back to Oscar trivia, I can just tell it. And there'll be room for you, too, at 888-876-5593. That's 888 888- 866-556-5593. First Bumper Stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's your first Bumper Stumper, and it is definitely Chicago. Well, the girls were from East Chicago, actually, but a year or so after this particular number, they wound up doing some backup singing on the Shoop Shoop song for Betty Everett. So who are they? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. All right, you don't know my Bumper Stumper, you don't know my question. You remember my question? All right, 50 million Americans regularly engage in this pastime. What pastime? All right, so now, if you don't know that either, you can have your own category. We prove that every week. And Barry from New Hampshire, our Beatles experts, going for advertising this time. Hey, Barry, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Raleigh?
I can't complain. I got an easy question for you. I know you're going to know. You ready?
All right.
Like a good neighbor, blank is there.
State Farm is there?
Absolutely, State Farm is there. You are a winner.
Oh, great. And now, would it be Salem the Lottery or gambling?
Nope.
50 million people? No.
No gambling? Nope. I'm pleased to say. All right. I have no idea, actually, how many people gamble. I have to look that up, I guess. All right. Good deal. Hang on. Don't go away.
All right. Thanks, Raleigh.
All right. So maybe it is that high, but certainly a rated G pastime as far as I'm concerned. So now let's put Barry on hold. He knew his State Farm. I knew he would. All right, Dakota and Aurora is going to guess on our 50 million. 50 million engaged in this pastime. What pastime?
Watching a ball game on television.
Nice, but not right.
I was thinking that could possibly be an answer because it's known for having a nickname called the national pastime.
Yeah, but don't you think it's more than 50 million?
I know during the World Series, yeah.
Well,
but my second guess.
By the way, in case you're wondering, a couple of years ago, the last time I had statistics was 2003, and over 159 million Americans watched live sports at least once a month. So a lot more than 50 million.
Okay, so my second guess would be eating out.
Nope.
I was thinking if 7% of Americans go eat at McDonald's, then maybe the others will eat at a different restaurant.
No, it's 7% on any given day. It's not 7% of Americans. It's 7% of Americans on any given day. So that's a much different figure. So, yes. So it doesn't matter what day it is, 7% of us darken the doors of McDonald's.
Okay, I was just thinking outside the box.
That's all right. Now, do you have any idea how many people that would be in terms of, let's say, who go to McDonald's at least once a month if 7% go, and again, it's 7% of us are there every day, but it's not the same 7.
I mean, I know I go to McDonald's at least once every month.
Well, the overwhelming amount of Americans do. All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
I'll call back again when I have another guest.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks, Dakota. All right.
Will do. See you later.
Good deal. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Lisa is in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
I'm fine. How are you, Raleigh?
All right. So we're going to do Oscars trivia.
Yes, but I have a very, very quick update on the Menendez.
Oh, good.
They and their attorney, Mark Aragos, have filed a motion to disqualify the district attorney.
On what grounds? This is the best part
based,
ever.
Because of the bias against them.
Oh,
his bias against
they've
the Menendez.
They've got to prove it. I'd love to see that filing. I'll see if it's online, because obviously they can't just state it. They have to prove it.
No, right. And it has something to do with the delays. And, of course, the district attorney hasn't. I don't think he's answered that motion yet.
Yeah, and delays isn't going to be enough.
No, I wouldn't think so. But it's funny because he's only been the district attorney, I think, for a short time. And the guy he replaced was all for the Menendez brothers getting out. And I think that's part of the problem.
Well, sure. I'm sure their lawyers will go through anything they can.
Yeah, right.
But yeah. So, I know the name of the DA. It's Nathan Hochman. But
yeah.
I don't know anything about this guy. You know, and I'm an Angeleno.
No,
but he never, ever came up in any context that I knew.
Before becoming the
I mean. I know he ran for attorney general, but, you know, he didn't win. That was a few years ago.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know what was the deal. So how about that?
No, I don't.
I want to see what he claims. Well, good lawyer, so, I mean, I'm sure that he came up with something, but...
It's funny, though. Wouldn't a motion like this just postpone it even more?
Well, perhaps, yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, if he thinks he has ground to get rid of him and he thinks ultimately that this guy's not going to be for him, it would be worth it.
I suppose.
So, and see, I really didn't know that much other than the name. George Gascon was before him, and I didn't really know much about him either. So I guess it's been a long time since I knew LADAs.
So. Well, and we're, you know, the next hearing is still set for May 9th, I believe. So
interesting. Yeah. No, I guess the last one I could name off the top of my head was Gil Garcetti, and he replaced Ira Reiner. But that's about all I know.
So, I don't know either one of them.
Oh, Garcetti. Yeah, Garcetti was everywhere. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
I think he's now like one of those consultants to crime TV shows or something.
Oh.
So
I like those shows.
Yeah. When I was a kid, it was Ernest Rolle. I remember that growing up. Ernest Rolle, and then it was Bill McKesson. And after that, I guess Younger was after that, and then I don't know. But anyway, yeah. But these guys, I don't know anything about them. So I'll have to look up Nathan and George and see what their deal is. But
all righty.
But in the meantime, I did look up your question, because
okay.
I knew that if for some reason you didn't know, you would probably ask me, and I figure, I damn well better know. All right. So.
Well, I hope I know.
Yes. All right. How many movies have won all five of the Big Five Academy Awards?
Oh, boy. I know of two. Now, was there another one after?
Which two do you know of?
It Happened One Night.
1934.
Right, and then the next one was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Right, and you've got one.
And then if there was one after that.
Yes, yes.
There's one after that, huh?
Yeah, who is it? Since we've now told you how many, tell me the movie. It is after that. It's actually 1991, I think.
Oh, man. Let me think.
And of course, I'd give you hints, but I know nothing about these movies.
I was just going to say, now is the time for a hint.
Yeah, right, exactly. I guess I have to look up a hint. Let's see. I don't know.
91.
Yeah, who would that be?
I don't know, because this has to be movie.
Oh, well, of course.
Director, actor, actress.
Yeah, big five. I don't know what I can tell you. It premiered at the Berlin International Film Festival, competing for the Golden Bear. I don't know if it won.
91. No, that's not.
Yes, it was released on Valentine's Day, 1991. There's a love letter.
Good Lord. I wish I knew who starred in it. Then I would get it.
Yeah, but, absolutely. And it's if I gave you the two names, it's too big. Even I could answer it. So that's not good.
What if you gave me multiple choice like everybody asked?
Why don't I tell you the two big names? The next two under that were Scott Glenn and Ted Levine.
Oh, of course, Silence of the Lambs.
Absolutely.
I should have known that.
So there, yeah, I guess. I don't know, but yes, so there were only three, and those were the three.
That's right, yeah.
All right, well, we'll add to your stash. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, yes. I have no idea who Scott Glenn or Ted Levine even are, but obviously Lisa did, so that's excellent. So we hold on for Lisa, and we check out the news right here on WGN Radio.
Mama, 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 mama 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 mama
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and it's got to make you smile, it just does. All right, so who are they? 1963, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. I'm really not sure if it makes you laugh or gets you hungry, but either way, who are they? 888-876-5593. 50 million Americans regularly engage in this pastime. What pastime? Don't know my question, don't recognize my bumper, have your own category. Sky is the limit on that. And we prove it every week, as we are about to, with Judy in Grays Lake. So, Judy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
I think listening to that song made me feel like I was walking into a Chuck E. Cheese and having a stimulus attack.
Yeah, I guess long before anybody thought of Chuck E. Cheese.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So.
I have one guest, but other than that, and I have a request, which may not be up your ballywhack of songs that you play, but he's played with some of the great blues artists.
What is it?
I do have a category also, because I don't think my guess is going to be it.
All right. Well, let's start with your request. What is it you want to hear?
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Tin Pan Alley. The upside is you get to go to the bathroom.
No, I only get to play 90 seconds
of
any of them.
Or make a cup of tea.
No. Like I say, I only get to play 90 seconds of any of them. That's the way it works. But but I'll be happy to. Anything particular you really like by him?
You know, I have a double CD set, and I can't find it. And most of it I really enjoy.
Okay.
Because I like the blues and stuff. And like I said, he's played with so many fantastic people. Culture. Right.
Well,
I don't know how long
you know, I mean, he had a Scuttle Button and Little Wing and Voodoo Child and Pride and Joy, Texas Flood.
Yeah.
I mean, you just tell me what you want.
It's up to you if you will do it.
Yeah, sure. No, I made the mistake of living in Austin, so very familiar. Okay, I'll do it. All right. Now, you want your own category, and that would be psychology trivia.
Okay, last time I asked for it, it was like you gave me four multiple choices, and I had asked for really easy because I read a lot, but I read everything.
Well, you don't get a multiple choice on this, but it should be easy. You ready?
Migraine medication in the house. Okay.
All right. Who is the father of cognitive behavioral therapy? And the Depression Index was named after him.
Oh.
And everybody knows about the... And I'll even give you a big hint. The Depression Index is the BDI. So what's the B stand for?
Behavioral.
No, it's the father of cognitive behavioral therapy. So what's his name? You know it starts with a B. Oh, come on. You should know this. You should.
Maybe it's further on in the textbook.
I don't know, but the BDI is the Beck Behavioral, the Beck Depression Index, and Aaron T. Beck is the father of cognitive therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been Jeff Beck.
No,
sure.
Yeah, right. No, Aaron T. Beck. He and actually, if you're into psychology, he's somebody you should look up if you're not familiar with him.
I know about cognitive behavioral therapy. I use it with my son.
Well, the guy who came up with it is Aaron T. Beck. That's who developed it.
Ah.
He was a guy in...
I have not heard his name.
Yeah, he was a guy in Philadelphia. He lived to 100. He only died a few years ago. And he also... he was amazing. I think he went to Yale Medical School and wound up being a psychiatrist. He wasn't planning on it, but that's the way life was. And, he developed the whole thing. So if you use any type of cognitive behavioral therapy, you're using Aaron T. Beck's work.
Oh, speaking of... turning out to become something that you weren't planning on.
Yep.
You were talking about Menendez.
Oh, the Menendez.
Yes. I think one of the points that they're trying to get a new trial on is exculpatory evidence was withheld.
No, that I knew.
Meaning how they were.
No, how they were abused. That I know, but that wouldn't come into play with trying to have the DA removed. That's the grounds I'm curious about.
Did the DA have anything to do with the first trial?
No, not this guy. Mm-mm. So we'll have to find out. I'm going to try to find the filing to see what they're basing it on. Interesting. But, oh, yeah, there the Menendez, there's volumes of material on those boys. And
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, and the family right there in Bel Air. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, it's the game of court. It's like it's a, you know, Parker Brothers or Milton Bradley board game the way it is with the rules of evidence. So it could go
I know the name of that 0 to 10 pain chart, which is a bunch of hooey because I can smile through a 20. The Likert pain chart.
Okay. Yeah.
It was named after someone named Likert.
Right. Right. Well, now your homework is to take a look at Aaron T. Beck. I think you'll be very impressed.
I just probably haven't reached that chapter.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Good deal.
Bye.
Yeah. And absolutely. And of course, when we're talking about the BDI, of course, the Depression Index include people who are really not in good shape, but just in terms of social psychology, if you read any of Aaron Beck's stuff, really, really good take on cognitive behavioral therapy, and I recommend them. All right, so I lived in Philadelphia, so I got to, you know, interview everybody and their brother, but I really like this guy. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. Now, we've had two bumper stumpers. They have something in common. You're about to hear the third, 1963, as far as that goes. If you don't know my bumper stumpers, how about trying my question? 50 million Americans regularly engage in this pastime. What pastime? Yeah, of course, now, then again, 50 million. Remember, there's, what, over 300 million here now? So we're not saying everybody, but a lot of people. When you don't know my questions and you don't recognize my bumpers, you can have your own category. And as we just proved, sky's the limit on that right here on WGN Radio.
It's a lover's reunion. Once again, I'm holding her tight. It's a lover's reunion. Once again, I'll look you like I can tell. I can feel that this time it's for real. It's a lover's reunion tonight. Once again, I'm together, dreaming dreams we used to dream, and I'm wondering whether love is everything. It seems quite okay, 'cause she's near and nothing else matters. It's a lover's reunion tonight. I never thought
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? And what did they have in common with everything else we played? By the way, they're a Chicago group, in case you want to take a guess. That might not help you at all, but just in case it does, 888-876-5593. Those are your bumper stumpers. They have a theme. You've heard three so far. Got another eight to go. And all have one thing in common. Meanwhile, I've got a question. 50 million Americans regularly engage in this pastime. What pastime? And when you don't know my questions and you don't know my bumper stumpers, when all else fails, you go ahead and ask for your own category. And everybody knows something about something. So Jerry is in Montana. Jerry, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's happening tonight?
Hey, how you doing? I think the last bumper stumper might have been the moon glows.
It wasn't. There were no moon glows.
Well, then the one before that, I know for sure that was the Fenderman.
No, we had no Fenderman.
Really? Not the mule skin.
Nope, okay. We had no mule skinner blues. Yeah. Nope. The one I just played was a Chicago group. The group before that was a New York group.
Okay, well, the trivia question.
Yes.
The 50 million. I say it's people that are train pigeons or have flying pigeons.
50 million? No. Next.
Well, that's it. Do you want to do charts?
Oh, sure. What year?
Okay, 65, the week before this.
Okay. Well, we'd probably have to go the month before, because the week before it's not going to be much different than the one we just did. Because they'll be the same records. You know that.
No, that's fine.
We'll go the month before it. And
there's still 45s over, right?
Oh, yeah, 45 RPMs. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go close to the Ides of March. All right, and of course, 65, you know, a lot of it's going to be British invasion, but not all. All right, so number one, 8 days a week.
Beatles.
Number two, My Girl.
Temptation.
Number three, Stop in the Name of Love.
Dino Ross Supremes.
Number four, This Diamond Ring.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Yeah, number five, The Birds and the Bees.
Jewel Atkins.
Close enough, it's Atkins, but good enough. Number six, King of the Road.
Roger Miller.
Yes, number seven, Ferry Cross the Mersey.
Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Number eight, Can't You Hear My Heartbeat?
Herman's Herman.
Yeah, number nine.
I'm doing pretty good up.
You're doing good. Yeah, you'll get number nine. I know you will. The Jolly Green Giant.
The Kingsman.
Yes, I knew you would. Number ten, Hurt So Bad.
Little Anthony Imperial.
Very good. You aced them all. We'll see how far you go. Number 11, Goldfinger.
Shirley Bassey.
Number 12, You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling.
Righteous Brothers.
Number 13, it's an instrumental, but I'll take the vocal because I don't know the, you'll know the instrumental, but Red Roses for a Blue Lady.
The instrumental. Well, I don't know.
Just go for the vocal. It's easier.
Yeah, with Bobby Vinton or Vic Dana.
Vic Dana. Okay, absolutely, Vic Dana. Yes, and the instrumental was Burt Kampfert. All right.
That's number 14,
Shotgun.
Junior Walker.
Yeah, number 15, Downtown.
Pat Clark.
Number 16, The Boy from New York City.
Ad Libs.
Number 17, Tell Her No.
Zombies?
Yes. Number 16, Little Things That You Do.
Bobby Gold.
Yes. That was number 18. Number 19, Come Home. Oh, who the hell would know this song?
Come Home.
Yeah, like I say, who the hell would know this
song? Is it like a Lassie song?
No, yeah, you'd think. And, you know, I have a feeling that this will be another. They did a lot of remakes, this particular group. But let me see if I can find this by them, because I have no idea what this record sounds like. I should. Got to number 19. Of course, money could have changed hand. Who knows? Let's see.
It could have been a paper ad, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Well, it wouldn't have been paper back then, but yes, yes. Now, of course, Come Home is a wonderful song by Bubber Johnson, but we know it's not that. All right, let's see if I can find this Rotten British Invasion group here so we can hear it together. Apparently, Faith Hill had a record of the same name. No, I don't have it by these people, I don't think. Let me look them up by group. I've never heard this before.
Did they do another song?
Oh, did they ever? Yes, British Invasion. Very big. Let's see. I'm looking, and they did a lot of other things. But Come Home, money must have changed hands. It was on Epic, if that helps. And the answer is no, it doesn't help at all. I'll just tell you, and I'm not taking it away from your score here, because who the hell would know the Dave Clark Five?
Wow, I never heard of them.
Well, you're the group, but you never heard of Come Home. No, like I say, I love the Bubber Johnsons.
Yeah, I heard. I'm familiar with, I'm sure, all their others.
Well, right, of course, you know, that's right. Because and Bits and Pieces and Catch Us If You Can and Glad All Over and Any Way You Want It and they covered everybody and their brother. But yeah, Come Home. Have you ever heard the Bubber Johnson version?
No.
I'm going to play some of it, but I can't believe Dave Clark would have covered this. Of course, if he did, my estimation of him just went up a lot. But here was...
Come home. Let me tell you how I've missed you so. I didn't want you to go. 'Cause I love you so.
Yeah, I don't assume that the Dave Clark Five covered that. So
it's a nice song.
Oh, Bubber Johnson is wonderful. My favorite by him is There'll Be No One. I think that's just a killer record. And you're silent, so I assume you've never heard that either.
Well, no, it took like 50,000 watt WGN in Chicago to bring this music right to me. I never not familiar with it.
Here's a little of There'll Be No One. I thought this was just one of the best
records ever. I don't even know who Bubba Johnson is.
Oh, I'll tell you about that in a minute, but here's There'll Be No One.
Breaking every rule of this love we shared. I never thought you could be so unfair. You said beneath the stars I'd share your heart. Now tell me, darling, why we're miles apart. I sit here reminiscing.
I'm just enjoying that a little too much. So, yeah, that's Bubba Johnson.
That's good. That's good stuff. Seriously.
Bubba is B-U-B-B-E-R, Bubba Johnson. And not Bubba. And he was born in the 30s in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And his family moved to Queens when he was a kid. And he was, appearing even as a kid with everybody from Count Basie on, you name it. And in one of the bills, Bubba Johnson's name came before Count Basie and James P. Johnson. And he was a singer, he was a pianist, he was a songwriter, he was a very clever guy. He had a group for a while, the Bubba Johnson Trio, that were just great live act as far as that goes. And then they recorded a couple things on Mercury in the early 50s. And then he went on to sing and to write. And of course, he went on to no one in the right mind has ever heard of this guy, and I loved him.
Well, and I'm not even in the right mind, so
yeah.
No, I never heard it. It's good stuff, though.
Yeah, he was on King for a while. Had a number of wonderful.
Yeah, you know a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah, I guess, but yeah, I've had these albums forever, these mono albums. This one was on King, and it just wonderful stuff. So yeah, now you found out about Bubba Johnson, and you can read all about him.
That's right. I'll research that. So.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Thank you, Wally. It's time for news, right?
You're absolutely right. Thank you for reminding me. God knows I don't know anything about Formatics. All right, we'll talk to you later. Okay, thanks.
See you later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yes, no, every board up I've ever had has the same instruction. Interrupter! All right, so next hour we'll get to Cleveland, Dennis, and there's room for you too as Monday Night Trivia continues right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I assume they are a Chicago group because it was written by Larry Nestor. And Larry Nestor was in the Buckinghams before the Buckinghams had hits. So definitely a Chicago connection there somewhere. But 1963, who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. So we have... That's your last bumper stumper here. You've now heard four. They all have something in common. What would that be? We have a question. 50 million Americans regularly engage in this pastime. What pastime? And when that fails, you can have your own category. And sky is the limit on that. So let's see. Mike in Bridgeview is going to take a guess on our trivia question. So, Mike, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, hi, Raleigh. You feel everyone okay?
Yeah. How about you?
Doing good. Doing good. I got some. I got start off with sleeping.
Not sleeping, although that's a wonderful pastime. But I'm not sure if other than you or I, anybody considers that a pastime.
Well, okay. How about cheating?
Cheat? Oh my God! No, I don't know who's admitting it. So yeah.
What did I put on? Oh, like telephone and on the game on the games on the phone.
Oh, okay. What else you got?
Foreplay.
Oh, God. Now, keep in mind, they are asking people to, you know, answer these questions. Who's going to say that?
They're going to tell you. I didn't know they were going to tell you.
Well, the other thing is, of course, they're not asking them in a bar. I guess drunk enough, yes, you will get these answers.
I was going to say drunk. Yeah, right. Drunk too.
Right. Yeah. 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 But we assume that they're not drunk.
Okay. Lotto and stuff, you know, like any kind of gambling.
Oh, no paramutual betting or other betting of any kind, not even the numbers.
Okay, I'm going to wait, call back.
But those are great answers, and I hope you will call back. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, good deal. Okay, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, so, I see we're going to be doing some Star Trek trivia. John didn't give me a question tonight, so I'll have to come up with one of my own. That's all right. Fran in Austin wants 1964 lyrics. How's it going, Fran?
Oh, it's going. I broke my soft food diet today, so we'll see how that's going.
No, you did. How long were you on it?
About a week.
Okay.
Maybe about that. But I'm doing a little better, but not perfect. And then Sunday was Gary's birthday.
Happy birthday, Gary! You had to celebrate. How'd you celebrate?
We didn't. That's why we, because I was on soft foods, and I wasn't feeling well. I can barely walk. I've had a lot of trouble with my knee. So anyway, we didn't really do anything. Well, this friend of ours was going to take us to lunch today for Gary's birthday, and I just, we wanted to go to this Lapa-Lapa's, this Mexican restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And I just, all right, the heck with it. I'm doing it. I'll have something that isn't. I had a sour cream sauce that wasn't too spicy.
Right.
And I had, I had chicken enchiladas. And it was pretty, the chicken was pretty tender and stuff. So hopefully it'll be okay.
Well, how do you feel now?
A little bloating, but I'm hoping that, it'll pass. I'm trying not to take anything to, like stool softeners or anything, because I want my body to...
Do what it's going to do, yeah.
What it's going to do and readjust itself. But if it starts, getting painful, then I will. But I've got a toe appointment tomorrow, so I cannot miss that. So I don't want to do anything that's going to make me miss that.
Right, right. That's right. Even if you have to burp on the phone, absolutely. Go for sympathy if need be. So, all right.
Well, anyway.
We have 64 lyrics. Yes, yes, and this is a classic. It was a hit in 64, but it was originally a hit many years before that as well, so it's one of those time-honored songs. And here we get a couple of lines from the middle of nowhere. In your gown,
okay.
In your gown of silken lace, should have known the day you came my way.
Mm. I Well, I would know this, especially if it's something that came out earlier.
Oh, yeah, no, you do know it. You do know it. I've just picked the middle two lines of the verse. Of your gown of silk and lace. Should have known the day you came my way. That. All right, I'll give you the next line. That this was the time and the place. When I think of how you looked that day in your gown of silk and lace, should have known the day you came my way that this was the time and the place. Now you're going to get the title if you go from there. Yeah. Though I tried to forget.
Too much soft food has made my brain soft, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, man, that this was the time and the place. Tell me why I keep fooling my heart when you know it was love from the start. Why don't we give love a try? If you know, tell me why. Tell me why, though I try to forget. Tell me why I think of you yet. I know I'll never be free. What has happened to me? This doesn't even sound familiar to you, does it?
No.
Okay,
I'm not getting it. It's like coming out of left field.
I'm gonna play it then, so that you can hear it, because this was a big hit. Okay.
I know. I mean, some of these lyrics sound very, very familiar in some ways.
It was originally the Four Aces. Al Alberts wrote it. But the big hit in 1964. Was the lovely and maybe talented Bobby Vinton. And here...
maybe talented.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, well, really. And so here he is.
Tell me why, though I try to forget.
Does it sound familiar now?
Okay, it does sound familiar, but I'm still not getting... Tell me why, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't.
Yeah. What has happened to me? Tell me why. When we danced until three. Tell me why my heart couldn't see. Yeah, all right. Well, yes, Bobby Vinton. All right. Very memorable, I can see. Oh, well, I guess Al Albert's still getting residuals from somebody. All right. Well, I'm very surprised. I was sure you would ace that, but you just never know.
For now. Well, better luck next week.
I'm looking forward to it. All right. Keep me posted. Thanks. Good luck tomorrow on that call.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going in, actually.
Oh, you're doing it in person. Going in person.
Yes.
Well, look sick.
Yes.
And, look disheveled.
Yeah. Well, it's my toe, so I'm trying to get it, I'm trying to get him to look at those.
God, yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's the
God.
Same toe. It's the same toe doctor. So I have to put my... assertive hat on. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Be ready to fight for that toe.
Yep.
All right, keep me posted.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Well, we'll get more guesses, don't you know? And John did bring me a Star Trek question. I must review with him, however. Cleveland Dennis wants to talk about the Dave Clark 5. Why? All right, but all that and more coming up in another Bumper Stumper 2 right here on WGN Radio.
1, 2, 3. Don't you know that I love you and I always will, because you give me a thrill. Baby, you make me feel so good now, like I never thought I could. Oh, you've been so good to me.
Wow.
You put an end to my misery. Baby, I'm so glad you're mine.
Wow.
You're so sweet and you look so fine. Oh, you've been my inspiration, baby. You are my consolation now. Don't you know I need you every day?
I need you.
I want you to be my bride. Oh, you
got such a lovely face. No one will take your place. Please tell me that you love me so. Tell me that you never let me go. You've been so good to me.
Wow.
You put an end to my misery. Baby, I'm so glad you're mine.
Wow.
You're so sweet and you look so fine. Come on now, you've been my inspiration, baby.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. The writer, who is that? Man, I tell you, with that reverb, I know exactly what studio that was in, but that might give away our theme. All right, it's not about the studio, but yeah, that would be in there. All right, so who are they? 888-876-5593. 888-ROLLYE. All right, so Mike is going to take another guess here on our trivia question. 50 million Americans regularly engage in this pastime. What pastime? Hello, Mike. Welcome back.
Yeah, I've changed, Raleigh. I'm thinking about praying.
Oh, my God. I hope nobody thinks that's a pastime, but all right. Not.
I'll have to get another one.
Okay. If you think of something
TV,
else.
What about TV? On the TV?
What about TV? No, it's not television.
Not on the radio.
Not radio.
There's no praying. Oh, my God. Okay, I'll call you back.
Okay, good. I'll look forward to it. All right. So, yeah, praying, television, and radio are all out. All right, so in Cleveland, Dennis, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, hi, Raleigh, and interesting show. I just wanted to point out that whatever you were playing and you for the Come Home song, that was not the...
Of course it wasn't. No, there was no doubt. The Come Home song that I've never heard, I actually have it queued up here. I own the record. I've never heard this. Dave Clark wrote it, so clearly it wasn't anything else. But let me hear a little about this. I'm sure I've never heard it before. So.
Well, yeah. No, that's it.
Never heard it.
As I write my letter today, tears start falling from my eyes.
Oh, man, he was one of the luckiest SOBs, that's for sure. All right, so yes, I don't know it.
Well, he had some number one hit songs.
Well, yeah,
anyhow,
yeah, but you understand what I mean when I say he's one of the luckiest SOBs.
Right.
Because what happened here is every major label passed on the Beatles, every last one of them. And when the Beatles hit big time, every one of those labels said, we got to sign somebody else up from Great Britain. And Epic picked the Dave Clark Five. And so, believe me, they never would have been signed under any other condition.
Well, I didn't really know that part, but I know they were number one. I had some number one hits back then, but can I make a request?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know the name of the song, but I'm pretty sure it's by the Shawweez. And is it or is it not a soliloquy in the middle of the song, the lead singer's crying? And it's a classic.
Well, what is it, though? What is it? What's the song?
I don't know the name of the song. It's by the Shawleys, and they only had three or four.
Who are the Shawleys?
Shawleys, S-H-A-W-E-E-Z, I think is the spelling. You played a Shawleys, I don't know, 6 months back, and I made a note, and, you know, I've still been looking for the song. I have it in the collection somewhere, but it's tucked away in the garage right now, and I just thought... maybe
okay,
I
all right,
trigger.
All right. Yeah, that's New Orleans. That stuff was J&M. That was New Orleans. Yeah, and some of that was on Aladdin. But yeah. So, but you don't know the song?
Nah, I'd have to go dig through the garage. But I just think it has a very unique crying in there by the lead singer.
All right. Well, yeah, that was common. I mean, Jackie and the Starlights were probably the biggest of that. But it might have been No One to Love Me.
I think that's it. That was very good. I knew you would do it.
Aladdin. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, I've got that record, obviously. Who are they? I know who they are. Yeah, it's a blue label. The flip side is Early Sunday Morning. I've got it. It's like 1953. All right.
I will play it. Early 50s, right. Okay. Yeah. That's right. A convenience. But again, a good show. Thank you very kindly.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. All right. Now let's see what we got going on here. Well, we got news soon, but let's see. We have Mark in Aurora who wants a Star Trek question. So hello, Mark.
Hello. I hope I can get one right for a change.
Well, I hope so. John made me the question just in time. It's a famous line, and I want to know who said it. The glory of creation is in its infinite diversity. Who first said it?
That was the woman in Is There in Truth No Beauty? And she was played by the same character who played Anne Mulhall. And her name was Miranda Jones. There it
absolutely
is.
Right. Diana Muldaur played Miranda Jones. Yes, Dr.
Yeah,
Miranda
Diana
Jones.
Diana Muldaur.
Yes.
And Diana Muldaur later appeared in Next Generation as the doctor, or a doctor.
All right. So there you are. You're a winner. You have redeemed yourself many times
finally.
Over.
Finally.
Yes. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
That was an intense episode.
All right. I have to take your word for it. All right, hang on.
Oh, yeah.
So, good deal. All right, so very fine question. Great answer. We'll put Mark on hold and add to a stash. All right, Karen in Chicago is going to take a guess on our pastime. Maybe we can do that right now, actually. So, Karen, 50 million of us, what are we engaging in?
Reading or video games?
Neither, but reading would be closer than video games if I had to parse it.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. But again, don't put anything into my hints because I'll lead you astray. Not that I'm intending to, but believe me, I will. We'll do Big Bang with Jim and Oklahoma movie with Laura. And there's room for you, too. There's another bumper coming up, too. Yes, a bumper stumper all in the same theme. What's the theme? And that will be on right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
What took you so long to make up your mind? Why were you so unkind? What took you so long? What happened? Hesitate. You said we'd have to wait, but what took you so long? Did you think that I was fooling, that my kiss was just a lie?
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. He wrote a number one record for someone else and had some big hits with his group as well. Interestingly, I don't think he wrote this one, but it does fit our theme. So who is he? 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Now, our question that's still out there, 50 million Americans regularly engage in this pastime. All right, and you've got the bumper stumpers. I'll leave that to you. And when all else fails, you, of course, have your own category. And we prove that continually on this particular show. And with that in mind, we go to Jim in Richmond. So, all right, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How was your weekend?
Well, it was here, working. You know, sometimes I don't know whether weekends are a break or not. How about you?
It's not been very good.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to say, did you get the nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame today.
No, I don't look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Chubby Checker.
Good.
Cyndi Lauper.
Okay.
Warren Zevon.
Right.
And there was one other one that you would like, but I couldn't remember his name.
Well, I'm glad Chubby Checker, you know, regardless of what anybody thinks of him, he certainly counts. So glad to see it.
Right. And is there a place where we could text Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and get the people that you want in?
No, it doesn't matter. This is run by individuals who really want to rewrite history, and let them do it. I don't support it, and it's perfectly fine. So my answer is I don't try to change anybody's mind. I just advise people not to go.
Okay. And
so that's it.
To let you know that after I got my shot in my eye,
yeah,
my eyesight is worse than before I got the shot.
I'm sorry. Now, hopefully you've got some good news and you're doing better with voiceover.
No, I haven't done anything with that.
All right, well.
Because I've been dealing with other things.
I don't think anything's more important, but okay.
Right. And I have this 13 by 20 by 10 foot tent garage that I used to park my car in.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been putting all the stuff out of my house in there.
Okay.
To clean up my house.
Okay.
And today we had like tremendous winds today, and it ripped a 5 foot by 12 foot hole in the roof.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And this is the third canvas that I had on that thing, and I've given up. So I just don't know, you know. And my brother's coming tomorrow to take me to get my prescriptions, but I just given up.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to go to the Big Bang Theory and see if I can do something good.
Well, let's see. All right. So we got a fairly easy question, I do believe. What cosmic theory has Sheldon dedicated his life to, like the ultimate puzzle of the universe?
String theory.
And we have a winner. It's just that easy. All right.
Yes,
hang on.
Yes.
Don't go away. All right. Absolutely
and
right.
Thank you for
sure.
Everything you've done.
Talk to you soon. All right. So good deal. Now, yes, and stay on voiceover. All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. And haven't had any takers on any of our songs yet, interestingly, yeah, or the theme, interestingly, but a lot of people at least are trying to weigh in on 50 million Americans regularly engage in this pastime. What pastime? And that takes us to Laura from Willowbrook, who wants Oklahoma movie trivia. So how's it going, Laura?
It's excellent. I'll tell you about the concert tomorrow, but today's trivia.
Well, no, I mean, I want to know. Tell me something now. How'd you do?
I didn't realize. I think I should stop singing and telling jokes. I told a couple of things that I'll tell you about tomorrow, hoping somebody would laugh. I had people rolling on the floor laughing.
Well, good. Good.
And I didn't expect that. I thought, oh, they're not going to get my joke, but they did.
Well, excellent. All right, so let's see what I can do here. On the movie Oklahoma, it was mentioned by many of the critics that a tone-deaf actress sang without dubbing. Her songs had to be edited together from recordings made almost literally note by note. Who was the tone-deaf actress?
Oh, I can picture her, and I'm not sure if I know this, but I think so. I'm just gonna throw it out there. Don't rethink. How about Gloria Graham?
And we have a winner. That's absolutely
right. I was thinking
yes.
So. Okay.
Yes, and she apparently was totally tone deaf. So they edited note by note. Damn. All right. So good deal. Hang on, Laura.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Riley.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about the whole performance. So call me tomorrow.
All right. Take care.
Good deal. All right. So yes, indeed. 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. We'll get you another bumper stomper, but otherwise, 50 million Americans regularly engage in this pastime. Yeah. And I think that's been true for quite a while, actually. Interestingly, I'm surprised people still do it, but apparently they do. So this is something that's been around for a good century or so. So what is it? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I'm dreaming of a world today where we can live and love each day. Oh, where can it be? Oh, where can it be? This world of mine.
I'm Raleigh James. Who are they? All right, flip side of a song that was really, really big in Philly. But other than that, I don't have any information to give you on them. I will tell you that it was 1961. So what is it and what's the theme? All right, now before we get to Gino with a song request and Dave on his Flintstones trivia and Linda in Richton Park, all right, with requests and advice for Jim, I wanted to mention here that Wednesday from 7 to 9, usually you'd hear John Landecker, but 7 to 9, you will hear a broadcast from News Nation. It's a two-hour Cuomo Town Hall. It'll be on News Nation TV and 100 radio stations and TV stations on the CW network, but right here on AM 720, as far as that goes. It's a two-hour Cuomo Town Hall featuring Bill O'Reilly and Stephen Smith and a call-in appearance from the president, who will answer questions about the first 100 days of his administration. 100% live from New York studios. There'll be in-studio audience and other guests, including RFK Jr. and James Carville. Yeah, there's a matchup. That should be interesting, in addition to many others. So, Wednesday, set your, we don't discuss politics on this show, but I realize you're thinking about them at other times. So, set your alarm for this Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, to check out the two-hour Cuomo Town Hall special. Sounds great. And we'll be on at 10 talking about anything but politics. All right, so now, 888-876-5593. Gino in Milwaukee has a request. What do you want to hear, Gino?
Tell Me Why by the Four Aces.
Oh, the original. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a lot better than Bobby Vinton, because that song was made for a group.
Oh, yeah. And, well, it's a lot better than Bobby Vinton for every reason under the sun. I'll play it tomorrow night for you.
Thank you. Okay. And I think 50 million people are gardeners.
Oh, interesting. That's not it, but they probably are.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
And wait, a couple other things?
Yeah.
WOKY and WRIT played Come Home by the Dave Clark Five a lot.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of people must have, because it got into the top 20 nationally, so somebody listened to it, just not me.
And one more thing?
Yes.
I missed your show the day after Johnny Mathis announced his retirement.
Oh.
So did you talk about him at all?
No, actually we didn't. And we could some night, and also all the others that were groomed to be the next Johnny Mathis or the next Nat King Cole and all that, because the labels were kind of at the time in a rush to find more just like him. So, yeah. But, of course,
he's irreplaceable.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. He certainly, his Johnny Mathis Greatest Hits for years was the longest running album entry on the Billboard album charts. And, I mean, it was something like 40 years it was on there. So good for him.
I'm going to call you back sometime and let's talk about him.
All right. Absolutely. I'd be happy to do it. And we'll play some stuff, too. You'll have to tell me what your favorites are.
Oh, I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Begin the Begin.
Oh, God. All right.
That is a classic by him.
Yeah, and everybody else. Of course, it's not known
everybody
just
else, but Nobody does it like Johnny.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he had a number of things, and even later in his career had some very interesting things. So, yes.
I think he did his best stuff after he dropped off the charts.
Oh, that's interesting. I can think of a few things that might qualify for that. So, call. We'll talk about it.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593, B8888-Raleigh. Moving along to the Flintstones, Dave in on the north side. All right, Dave, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
So we're going to do Flintstones. And as you know, Flintstones was never meant to be a child cartoon. It was pitched for adults. And and I'm sure you know about that. And prior to the advent of television, Bill Hanna and Joe Barbera made theatrical shorts for MGM, which appealed to broad audiences. So when they were pitching the Flintstones as a primetime show, 8:30 p.m. on Fridays, they wanted to explain why adults would, in fact, watch this. And they invoked one of their big MGM shorts to kind of make the point that adults enjoyed animation, too. What was the MGM short that they held out to be the reason that adults absolutely liked animation?
I knew I should have asked for a multiple choice.
No, there's no multiple choice on this one.
Yeah.
But you should know this, because they were absolutely famous for this, and they invoked it to sell the idea of making animated series for adults. And I will say that it was joked around L.A. that they were using a cat and mouse to sell the show. So that should tell you right there.
Tom and Jerry?
Yes, that's absolutely true. That was the point that they made to the TV execs, and ultimately they bought it. So you're a winner.
Wow.
Hang on, don't go away. Yeah, it was a very hard sell, by the way.
Okay, wait, before you hang up, I wanted a couple of things. I want to request a few songs.
Okay, what you want to hear?
Jimmy Lundstrom, I think. What You Know, Joe.
Okay.
Is that right? Jimmy?
I'll find out. What else?
And I'm not sure who, but I know several people did it, probably 100 or so. Is You Is and Is You Ain't My.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And now we're talking about Louis Jordan. Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby.
Yeah, I know. I figured 100 of people.
Yeah, but it's a Louis Jordan song all the way around.
Speaking of him, I wanted to ask, open the door, Richard.
Oh, okay. All right. We can do
okay,
that.
Okay, I'll stop there. That's sweet. I wanted to, I caught the other two, Diana, you played in That's What I Like About the South.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Phil Harris, yes.
Did he write that song?
Yeah. Yeah, talk about the place called Doo-Wah City. It ain't no town, it ain't no city. Well, Doo-Wah did it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I was wondering, did anyone else do that song, or was that just him?
I can look that up, actually. I know it by him, but I wouldn't be surprised if somebody else did. Let's see. That's What I Like About the South. See who comes up. And if anybody, let's see. That's What I Like About the South. Phil Harris. Commander Cody redid it in 1975. Ray Stevens did it in 2012. Red Stick Ramblers did it in 2005. And it is not written by Phil Harris. It's a guy named Andy Razaf. And he was a guy who, I don't know if you remember him, but he played a ukulele, a banjo, they called it. It was a ukulele. And he was the guy. And so Andy Razaf, the melody man. So
okay, one last thing. I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but last Monday, that guy David from my taxi called in, and he was wanting to talk to you about Hendrix and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I think you like need to cringe. You're like, no, that's not my. I was thinking you should talk to John Landecker. Ruth called in and started giving you a long story about what she was doing on
in 1968, yeah. You asked the question, but actually David from Itasca asked the question.
That's right, Dave. Dave asked the question, and I couldn't imagine anybody answering it, but there's always Ruth.
Yes, I was like, yeah, she should pay more attention.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. We'll get your records on this week.
All right.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. And hang on, we'll confirm that address because you knew Tom and Jerry. All right, so absolutely, 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And it was a hard sell at that point in time. All right, so let's see. Linda is in Richland Park. Hey, Linda, what's up?
Oh, how are you? I'm just fine.
Good.
The same old, same old. I listen to the show every night. Thanks. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. But I just couldn't help listening to Jim. You know, I just want Jim not to say that he give up. You know,
yeah.
I hate to hear him say he's going to give up, because you got to realize there's a whole bunch of people out there much worse off than he is and I am. I'm sitting here in the dark now, hoping that one day I can be able to see again.
Yeah.
I'm going doctor to doctor, doctor to doctor, and then I see objects. Some days I get up, I see my son, and it blinks right out. But, you know, I'm not going to give up. So that's what I want to let Jim know. Don't give up, you know. He can give in. I allow him to give in.
Right, but don't give up. I agree, and it is
don't
something to keep in mind.
Don't give up, you know, and he gets kind of teary-eyed.
Yeah.
I want to tell him to put your big boy pants on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
But there's people out there that they can't even talk. They got pencils that say, you know, hit the screen, or they can read by the screen way worse off than us, you know.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like I'm saying, I want him to cheer himself up, you know, and I want you to play a song for him, too. I think it's by Jim Warwick, I Say a Little Prayer for You.
Okay, sure.
Uh-huh, that's for him.
Okay.
And then I'm so happy because God has been good to me, and I just like to hear Sweet Home Chicago. I think they played that in the Blues Brothers version.
Okay.
I like that for me.
Okay.
And and then I wanted to also tell you that I'm trying to think what it was. I'm slipping there. I can't remember exactly what all I wanted to say. But I can't think of it now. I'm just let you go at that and not hold up, you know, anyone. But I hope that he takes my advice, because I love everybody on your show. And I appreciate your show. I appreciate you and your husband. Beautiful show.
Well, thanks, Linda. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Good deal.
And all we'll right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. We'll get Linda's requests on, too. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And that is true. As bad as we may think we've got it at any given moment, put that in perspective with what some people are dealing with, and you know, you realize that that you are capable of carrying the burden. And however you view that spiritually, he won't give you a burden you can't carry. Let's just leave it there. All right, so we'll get to Mike in Bridgeview, who is going to guess on our... All right, Mike, well, let's do that before the news, actually, because our question here, 50 million Americans regularly engage in this pastime. Well, it's not television, it's not radio, and what's the pastime? All right, so Mike in Bridgeview, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Okay, Raleigh, I said I'm thinking newspaper, reading the newspaper.
That's not it, but you're closer than you were.
Okay, I'll try to call you back.
Okay, good. I'll look forward to it. Thanks. Yeah, you're getting warmer.
Okay.
All right, good deal. So,
all right, thank you.
All right, so I guess, yeah, it's certainly better than electronic media. All right, so now we're going to do Annette and Carol Stream wants Black Cat Trivia. All right, I always say everybody knows something about something. And I am honor-bound to find a question for you. I must admit that Black Cat Trivia was never one I thought of before, but I guarantee you there is interesting black cat quizzes right online. Yes, that's right. And I found one, don't you know? And so, right after the news, we will talk about that with Annette and Carol Stream. There's another hour of trivia coming up. That's right. And if you don't answer my question tonight, it becomes the straggler for next week. But then it is revealed we never hold it more than an extra week. And we got four more bumper stumpers, including the first one that's a real hoot. They all have something in common. You'll tell me what it is, maybe by the end of the night, or I will reveal it, and I will tell you exactly who we've played. In two cases, actually, it's the same group. I just picked two records because I happen to like them. But that's right. The same group can be in there twice, and it's still the same theme. What's the theme? You'll tell me on WGN Radio.
Overnight, I had a dream. My record was number one, with lots of money and lots of fun. Wherever I went, it was always the same. Everybody knew my name. They played my record every minute of the day. I couldn't keep the screaming kids away. They tore my jacket, they ripped my shirt. I signed autographs till my fingers hurt.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? And he's from New York City and released a number of singles and then wound up, in fact, he wrote with J.R. Bailey from the Cadillacs, and one of the things they wrote was Everybody Plays the Fool for the Main Ingredient. So, you know, this is no slouch, but he replaced Billy Guy in the 60s as a member of the Coasters, and he was there until the end of the 60s when Jimmy Norman replaced him. But in any event, back in 1963, he was doing that. All right, and who is he? 888-876-5593. And what's the theme? All right, now, with that in mind, Annette in Carol Stream wants Black Cat Trivia. All right, Carol, how are you?
Hi, doing okay. How are you?
Well, I can't complain, and I really can't complain because I've got a Black Cat Trivia question for you. And
great.
Went right to the Cat Fanciers Association, and there's only one breed that has black as the only acceptable color to be in the CFA. Now, I'm going to give you four breeds, and you'll tell me which one can only be black. Is it the Bangalore, the Manx, the Bombay, or the American Bobtail?
It is the Bombay.
It is the Bombay. You're absolutely right. Very good.
You actually asked something I knew.
Yeah, that's really great. And apparently the Bombay didn't exist until the 1950s when someone in Louisville, Kentucky, a woman crossed a Burmese and an American Shorthair. And she was looking for a miniature black panther. And so that's the time. So the Bobtail or the Manx can be black, but other colors are permitted. And Bangalore is not a cat breed. All right, so you are a winner.
Okay, great.
All right, hang
Thank
on,
you.
Don't go away. All right, so absolutely true. Yes, love those black cats. All right, now 888-876-5593. Linda in Richmond Park is back with some guesses, so let's review the question again. 50 million Americans regularly engage in this pastime. What pastime? All right, Linda, what do you think?
I'm thinking that a lot of times people get Christmas presents, they don't want them. So they'll pass them on at a Christmas party and give it to someone.
I love it. It's not right, but it's great. What else you got?
Eating pizza in bed at after 9, eat it in the bed after 9 anytime.
I like that too, but that's not
pizza.
Yeah, that's not right either. All right.
Okay, well, I have another one. Call in the job and fake it like you're sick just to take a day off.
Oh, my God. 50 million Americans on. Nope, that's not it. This is a pastime. This is a regular pastime.
Okay. A store sale. People bum rush to the store to get the sale, and half of the time, they don't even want it once they buy it.
Yeah, I love that. That's not right either.
Going to a spa. A
nope.
Special weekend at a spa.
Love it. Not right.
Okay. How many did I get so far?
I don't know. I wasn't counting, so take another one.
All right. The other one would be borrowing money from someone and you know you're not going to pay them back.
Oh, my God. That would end your friendships. All right. No. But if you think of something else, call me back. Yeah.
Okay, and I wanted Brazil. That's what I was thinking about. They said that Johnny Mathis was going to retire from singing, but I love, could you play Brazil?
Brazil, yeah, the Coasters did that too, but I'll play Johnny Mathis's version, sure. I already found your Say a Little Prayer and Sweet Home Chicago. I found the Robert Johnson and the Little Junior Parker. Do you have a preference?
I like the one that they use for the Blues Brothers.
Okay, I'll have to. I'll have to.
Chicago.
Yeah, no, I'll have to look that up since I never see movies, but I'll see which one they used in that. They might have done their own.
And then one quick question.
Yeah.
You mentioned you're not talking to Bumpy Johnson that used to run the wheel in New York.
No, Bubber. His name was Bubber Johnson.
Oh, okay. All right. Because there was a Bumpy Johnson inside the policy wheel.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate
it. I'm going to let you go.
Okay, good.
Enjoy your night.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. And we have Don in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, no injuries since our last call?
No, I went to Head for a week to take care of an aunt that was in the hospital and had some bad, horrible medicine prescribed to her that she shouldn't have been given by a doctor that phoned it in from vacation. And
oh,
should have been,
no.
Yeah, but she's great. She's really great, and I have to be like the doting nephew for her because nobody else cares.
Wow. Well, hopefully there'll be some talking to that doctor.
Yeah, I did that the next couple of days. Yes, twice. Yeah, yeah. He owned up to it. He definitely said it was on me to both of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's my second time in a month to go in there, but is this a cooking thing? Like leisurely cooking together?
Nope. No cooking.
How about watching TV?
Nope.
Gardening. A lot of people garden.
Nope.
I think it. You mentioned reading. I think it's reading novels. Like
nope.
People like read.
Nope.
Well, nope. To you, I have no clue.
All right. So we're talking World War II planes.
Okay.
So we'll talk about the Ki 67, the Hear You. What was the Allied code name for it?
Oh, my goodness. Hear you.
It was Japan's most advanced bomber of the war, the Ki-67, the Ki-67, and the Allied had a code name for it. It was a twin-engined medium bomber introduced in late 1944. The Ki-67 was comparable to most other late-war medium bombers with a speed of 330 miles per hour and an armament of 5 machine guns and 1 cannon. A total of 767 planes were produced by August of 1945. What was the Allied code name for it?
I'm not very good with Japanese stuff, especially late-war Japanese, but I don't know. I'm just guessing here, but Peggy?
Yep, it is Peggy. Absolutely.
Really? Oh,
yes.
My God. That was pretty lucky.
Yes. All right. Well, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So there you go. All right. Now, I stop what I'm doing immediately for this, because anytime Sam calls, I want to know. So this is an update on Emory. So, Sam, what's up?
Hey, Raleigh. I'm so thankful for you receiving my call. I thank you and God and John for receiving me. My granddaughter was located generally, the whereabouts is what I would say. So they let me know that they know about her whereabouts.
Okay. This is excellent. Now, are they going to go in and get her maybe tomorrow?
There is a court date tomorrow.
Oh, my God, it's a court date? Now, is this a court date that will involve the non-custodial parent, the father?
Well, I'm so sorry because my head. I've been awake for 30 days.
Oh, I know.
I'm just so grateful for your listeners and their prayer.
Oh, absolutely. So now, does it look tomorrow in this court date that the upshot will be that Emery will be returned home after the court date?
Well, that's the thing. They've located her.
Okay, and she's safe?
As far as I know.
Okay, so, all right. So, well, I'm sure that's the case because if they've located her and she wasn't safe, they would have taken her. Trust me.
Right. So I'm just trying to.
So they've decided she's safe. So now it's, I mean, is this family court tomorrow? What court is this?
It's in District 5 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
All right. But, you don't know what the hearing's about?
I don't have enough details.
Okay. All right.
I do not have enough details.
Okay.
It's all beside me.
All right.
But I know you've been praying for me. Asked me to call and share with you what I know.
No, this is huge. Now, the good news is that I'm sure Emery is safe. They would have removed her if she weren't. I guarantee that. So that's good news. Now, just having to guess, I assume that this is going to be a hearing to determine whether she can stay with the father or whether she must be returned to the mother. And I'll be very curious to know how it goes.
Yeah, so I've called out to you and your listeners have prayed for her, and I'm so thankful to know that she's
all right. Yeah, now hopefully coming home, but at least we know she's all right, and that's the most important part.
Yes, of course.
All right, well, let me know tomorrow after the hearing how it goes.
I will do that.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it. All right. So
it
sounds like a good ending is coming here because Emery is safe. Like I say, I can't believe the authorities would have left a child where she is if she weren't. So now, without the details, I don't know, but I assume this is going to in some way be some type of a custodial hearing. So we'll find out and keep Sam and Emery in your prayers until then. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, we're going to do Myers-Briggs with Nayoto. Of course, we got James on the South Side with World War II, and Karen in Chicago's got some guesses. So all that and more coming up as we continue to play Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. Do, 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 do. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, and what do they have in common with everybody else who played tonight? All right, looks like a shutout on these bumpers. Yes, I've done well. Hopefully you like some of them at least. All right, so let's see. Our question, and remember we have a question, and that question from us is, it was here moments ago, so let me find it again so I ask it properly. If there's such a thing, here we are. 50 million Americans regularly engage in this pastime. It is a pastime. What is it? Karen in Chicago is going to take some guesses. So what do you think, Karen?
Hi. Crossword puzzles.
We have a winner.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's exactly right. 50 million Americans regularly engage in filling out crossword puzzles, according to the New Yorker magazine. You're absolutely right.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, pretty good.
I must be getting lucky. This is the second one in a couple of weeks.
Well, good. Well, hang on a minute.
Oh,
don't go
man.
Away. We'll confirm that address. All right.
And good thank deal. You so much.
Oh, sure. Thanks, Karen. All right. So, yes, that's it. Crossword puzzles. 50 million Americans fill out crossword puzzles. All right. So there you have it. Yeah, I was a clue in one of the tabloids once. I actually have that framed somewhere. That was so nice, too. The guy who did the crossword puzzle was a listener. Let's see what... We got another question. We have to have another question so you can think about it. Matrimonial bliss, yes. In Great Britain, over 60% of married men and women admitted to doing this in the name of, quote-unquote, relationship insurance. Doing what? 888-876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh. So James is on the south side. How's it going, James?
Fine. How are you?
Well, I can't complain, I guess. So
thank you for taking my call. I'm going to take some shots at this question.
You are.
I'm going to say a prenup.
Nope. What's next?
Okay. I'm going to say have a private investigator.
Nope.
Have relationships counseling beforehand?
Nope.
Have was basically like one last fling or something?
No.
Okay. I'm going to say get an insurance policy?
Nope. One more.
Okay. They basically try to make a two for one marriage thing where another sibling of theirs and another sibling of the other one is getting married.
Yeah. All right. Next. All right. So there's your six. Now you want a World War II question?
Yes.
Okay, President Roosevelt approved a $1 billion loan to what country?
Okay, I got a few things.
No, you don't get a multiple choice on this because there were only so many countries in the war.
Yeah.
So you got to think about it and pick one.
Okay, $1 billion.
All right, hang on. I'm going to let you think about it for 5 whole minutes. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, so yes, $1 billion. Who do you loan the money to? Prove the loan. So 888-876-5593. We'll talk about that and many other things regarding trivia right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Every time that I get near, you never fail to shy away. My
might spill is what you always say. You get some sort of joy as you do for your joy. If I go anywhere, you want the people to stare and say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a boy who's been misused. There's a boy who's been misused.
So I'm giving you notice, my dear. There's gotta be a change around.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? They are a Chicago group, and they wind up on Witch and Cartland later, and actually VJ and Ambassador, too, but this is early in their career, and who are they? 888-876-5593, and what do they have in common with everybody else that we have played tonight? Now, James on the South Side is back on WGN Radio. We've given him 5 minutes to think about it. I believe I've lost the question, so you
have to... it was about who? Okay, yeah, yeah. What country?
Yeah, President Roosevelt approved a $1 billion loan to what country?
The UK,
Russia.
Oh, okay, because I thought about saying Russia, but I wasn't certain.
October 1941, a $1 billion lend-lease loan to Russia.
I knew about the lend-lease, but I should have probably said it, but
yep.
That's okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Oh, I was going to take a guess at what the bumpers have in common.
Oh, good. What do you think?
Okay. I'm going to say that they are the same guy. Okay. Wrote them. Okay.
Nope.
Did the lyrics?
Nope.
Okay. Arrangement?
Nope.
Okay, they played at some event.
Nope.
They had one hit wonders.
Nope.
Okay, they are. They're from the same town.
Nope.
Okay, that's all I got.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right, so,
okay.
We ran the gamut. We had some Chicago, we had some New York, we had some L.A., we had a bunch. All right, so that's the deal there. Now, Naoto in Japan. All right, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you for playing my request last week.
Oh, I'm glad you heard it. Yes, don't leave your food out on the table. Yeah.
And, I really liked the subsequent song you played.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. So that was nice, too.
Good. Good. All right. So we're going to do Myers-Briggs trivia. All right.
Yeah.
This type knows how to fake fitting in a group or in society, but they never truly feel like they fit in anywhere. What are they?
Oh, I think they are extroverts.
They are. Keep going.
And
the next one's the most important one here.
I would say N?
Yes, absolutely. N. All right.
Yeah.
Keep going.
The third one would be... it's a little bit hard, I think. I would say F.
Yep, F it is.
Oh, the last one.
Yep. Yep, you do ENF. You're right. Now you got one more. This should be easy, given what you said so far.
ENF.
You can do this. It goes.
It goes
right in line with it. So it's extrovert, intuition, feeling, and.
called Pete?
Yep. That's absolutely right. Perceiving. Oh. You got it. Yes.
Oh, thank
yes.
you.
They're good fakers, but yep. they don't feel like they fit in anywhere. All right. You are a winner.
Oh.
All right. Hang
thank
on.
Thank you so much. You smell challenging.
All right. Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. Good deal. ENFP. And it's interesting because I saw this in a number of cases online, and it seemed universal that people had example after example of how they faked it, but didn't really feel like they fit in anywhere. So that's the ENFPs. All right. And of course, you know about Myers-Briggs. If not, you can look them up. And there's a lot of controversy on this. Does it mean anything at all? But employers use it, and many other entities use it, government in some cases as well. And it's the definition, the 16 different types of what you're like in terms of your personality. And so there's 16 types, 8 variables. And that's the deal. So ENFP are the fakers. Yeah, they fake like they fit in, but they don't feel like they belong anywhere. Dakota and Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Rowan.
All right, what you got?
So I would like to get started on a new question, please.
All right, what you want?
New question of the week that may potentially be a straggler.
Oh, all right, very good. Well, I gave one, didn't I? I hope. I hope I picked one out. Yes. Yes, matrimonial bliss. In Great Britain, over 60% of married men and women admitted to doing this in the name of, quote, relationship insurance. Doing what?
I don't remember. I'll take a guess on it next week. But
all right.
I will try to take advantage of a little bit more on advertising slogans.
Okay.
There are some I may know. There are some I may not know. And there's some companies that I know what they do, but may not know their slogan.
Right, exactly. And slogans are, you know, over many years. Of course, I'm trying to find something that is from the time you were alive, so we don't pick
one. I know the State Farm one,
maybe because I
watch sports most of the
time. Right. All right. Well, they've used this. The champagne of bottled beer.
I'm still too young for that kind of stuff.
No, come on. They use it. You watch sports. They always advertise these things on sports.
But the champagne of bottled beer?
Yeah.
I know it's not Budweiser.
No, it's absolutely not Budweiser.
Nor Bud Light, nor...
It's not...
Jagermeier?
No. The champagne of bottled beer is Miller High Life.
I may have heard about Miller, but not Hard Life.
All right. Well, we'll try next time. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So
all right. We'll call you next week.
I'll look forward to it. So 888-876-5593. Yeah, Miller High Life. Do they still sell? I don't know. I don't drink beer. So what do I know? But that, yeah, the champagne, a bottled beer. They always said that. Now, try to find out when. Of course, probably long before Dakota was born. But, yeah, Miller High Life. Maybe it's still made. I don't know. Yeah, it sure is. Okay, very good. Yeah, the beer, a favorite among bartenders, brewers, and beer lovers. Miller Brewing Company since 1903. All right, so when did they use, let's find out, when did they use champagne, a bottled beer? A bottled beer. They still do, maybe, I don't know. They started referring to it in 1906. And they, in 1969, changed to the champagne of beers and apparently continued to do so, though it took Belgian customers by surprise when a shipment arrived because they were thinking that they were, in fact, getting champagne. And the French Champagne Trade Association took exception. It was a big deal. All right, so Nancy, a first-time caller in Milwaukee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley.
What's up?
Why don't you guess that's your trivia question.
Oh, good. What do you think?
I think the relationship insurance might be stashing away cash.
You are right, hiding money from Woo-hoo! Their spouse. Yes, what made you think of that?
That's what I would do.
That's interesting because I would think that this would be the opposite of relationship insurance. Now, maybe breakup insurance, but relationship insurance, what if the spouse found it?
Oh, you could claim this for a vacation or something.
Oh, God. All right. All right. So the lies get thicker. Well, you're absolutely right. You are a winner. Now, of course, the prize is worthless. It'll take forever to get it. But eventually you get a certificate that's a lot of fun and something you don't want, like a DVD or a CD or a tabloid. But like I say, you're doing it for the fun of it. And I'm so glad you called. A winner first time out. So I hope you're going to call me again.
Will do. Thanks, Raleigh.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. We'll get that address. All right. So, Nancy, first-time caller and a winner. All right. Good deal. Yes, relationship insurance. All right. Now, see, there must be something to this because when I first read this, I thought, oh, man, if I found out a spouse was hiding money from me, this would not be relationship insurance. This would be divorce insurance, all right? So, and I do know people who have hidden money from spouses. Yeah, and some of those stories wind up to be hilarious. Not to them, but to me anyway. But yeah, never occurred to me to hide anything from John. Oh, well, 888-876-5593, or to hide anything, period, because, you know, my mind up and left me years ago, so I can't, it's not that I can't keep a secret. I'm sure I can. I usually can't remember them. All right, so 888-876-5593. Your final bumper stumper is coming up in moments. Well known, too, I think, anyway. You'll tell me on WGN Radio. That's our last bumper stumper, and that one makes me laugh, too. All right, so who are they, and what's the theme? Let's have it here, 888-876-5593. I will be revealing it in about, 5 minutes or so. But we have Alex in Round Lake, and Alex wants an American literature question. So, Alex, how are you?
I am good. How are you, Raleigh?
All right, I got a question for you.
Okay.
All right, in American literature, what is the name of the series of tales that begins with the Deer Slayer in sequence, even though it was the last to be written?
Oh, Last of the Mohicans.
Leatherstocking Tales.
Oh, okay.
I hope you know what that is, because it might as well have been Swahili to me.
No, it's the same thing, but not the same thing.
Oh, we'll call next week and we'll try another one.
All right, thank
all right,
you.
Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so the same thing, but not the same thing. What do I know? I just read the words. All right, but here's one that I would have known, an Ayn Rand novel. Read all those. All right, so let's see what we can do next week on, if not Ayn Rand, something else. All right, so. Now, I guess it is time to have a discussion about the bumper stumpers, none of which you got, or even tried to get. Let's first talk about who they were and what the songs were. First thing we played was the Opals, Hop, Skip, and Jump. That was 1962 from East Chicago. And as I was saying, the big hint was that a year later, they were the backup band on the Shoop Shoop song, It's In His Kiss, for Betty Everett. So the Opals in 1962. Ma Ma Chicken Pot Pie, you'll never forget it. 1963 was the Leopards. Lovers Reunion, 1963 was the Dontells. Then the Cresslins, Boom Chippa Boom, 1963. Was the Corvairs, Because I Love You, 1963. Richie Adams, the guy who was in the Fireflies, who also wrote Tossin' and Turnin', did What Took You So Long. The Carnations did Is There Such a World? And Long Tall Girl was the flip of that. That was a big, big Philly record. It was Vernon Harrell who did I Had a Dream, My Record Was Number One. And he did write some number one records, but that wasn't one of them, yeah. The Leopards did Valerie, and more Leopards, and more Dontells with Make a Change. I gave you two chances on those two groups. And the last thing we played, oh man, I expected you to recognize that voice, Eugene Pitt, and the Jive Five, an outtake of These Golden Rings. All right, so what was the deal? What was the theme? They all were on Beltone, or its subsidiary Leske, or Leopard, owned by Belton A&R head Joan Rene. Now, Belton, of course, was home to Bobby Lewis and the Jive Five, among others, and it was Les Cahan's label. He launched it in 1960. It was right there in the middle of all the action, 1650 Broadway, and it was an outgrowth of Beltone Studios. And when I mentioned on one of them that listening to that song, I could tell it was Beltone Studios. Beltone Studios were like an 8-foot by 15-foot room, and it wound up with a magnificent echo. And they were in business since the 40s, and the Crows recorded G at Beltone Studios in 1953. King distributed Beltone, well, until the pesky royalty fight, along with Leske and Leopard. What happened was Les Cahan sued Sid Nathan, who owned King, because he wasn't getting any royalties. Now, unfortunately, Sid Nathan had much better lawyers, so Les Cahan wound up losing. And I don't think it ever actually fully went to trial. But in any event, a few years later, they kind of made up, and King started to distribute again. And what was funny about that is Sid Nathan, as only Sid Nathan could, said to him, "Well, all right, but I don't think you're ever going to like me." Well, a lot of people didn't when it came to Sid Nathan. But, well, we could do a whole show on him some night, I guess. In any event, that was the deal. So it all was part of the Beltone group. And Beltone was just a terrific little label. And that's the deal. So now 50 million Americans regularly engage in filling out crossword puzzles. Yeah. And in Great Britain, over 60% of married men and women considered this relationship insurance hiding money from their spouse. So I guess I should leave you with a question. Yes. If we do this at all, we do it on average 10 times a minute. Do what? All right. If we do it at all, we do it on average 10 times a minute. So I had to look up to see how many of us have ever actually done it. Well, about 40% of Americans have done it at one time or another. Those who regularly do it 10 times a minute. All right, what is it? You can think about that all week. Now, Friday, there will be a replay of this show. It won't be live, but if you missed anything and want to hear it again for some god unknown reason, that would be Friday night at 10 o'clock. Now, full shows this week, and that means tomorrow night at 10, 21 hours from now, we reconvene and do it all again. Likewise for Wednesday and for Thursday. And so bottom line is, if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. We can talk about absolutely anything. But again, I wanted to remind you about Wednesday. Now, this is not during my show because we never tackle politics. This is before me. This is 7 to 9 p.m. Central in place of some of the, I can't even think, John Landecker show. There you go. All right. So from 7 to 9 Wednesday, you're going to hear a two-hour Cuomo Town Hall. It's going to be on News Nation, a lot of TV stations, a lot of radio stations, including AM 720 WGM. Two-hour Cuomo Town Hall featuring Bill O'Reilly, Stephen A. Smith, a call and appearance from the president who will answer all, yes, all the live questions about his first 100 days in office. So that'll be interesting. And it'll be 100% live from the New York studios with an in-studio audience and other guests, including RFK and James Carville. And yeah, they together, I would think that'd be a lot of fun in addition to many others. So by all means, that's Wednesday night. Now, we won't discuss it afterwards because we sort of have a ban on politics on this show, but I'd be a fool if I didn't think you were thinking about it one way or another at other times. And so, therefore, you might want to check out this show Wednesday. And like I say, we'll come on after it and after John Landecker, and we'll discuss anything but. So that pretty much is going to do it. Now, was there anything else I left out? I meant to give you new moon dates and full moon dates, and so we'll do that tomorrow night. The last new moon was Sunday. Hopefully, you filled out your prosperity checks. If you do that, no, they're not real checks. But if you believe in that stuff, it was last night. But I'll find out when, about 28 days from now, the next new moon is, and other things. So that pretty much is it. I know I wrote down all your requests. I was very good about this, and so we'll do that tomorrow night. I know normally Carol Ford, the world's best show prep, keeps me in line, gives me all the things that are going on, just magnificent, and chronicles all your requests. But Carol's extremely busy at the moment with things that are more important than the show. So I said, oh, don't worry, I'll just write them down. Well, to that end, last week apparently I found, finally last night I found it, somebody requested 4 songs. Didn't have it until then. Yeah, Girl Watcher, Who's Making Love, Cowboys to Girls, and My Baby Must Be a Magician. Whoever it was, you'll hear him tomorrow night. Yeah, well, it's the best I could do. So until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do. So do it again 21 hours from now. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.